Although he admitted to lying about much of his past, Long Island and Queens Congressman-elect George Santos is expected to eventually be sworn in today.
A rally was held today at his campaign headquarters in Oyster Bay, calling for his immediate removal. Here's WCBS Long Island Bureau Chief Sophia Hall.
The group of residents rallied outside the former campaign headquarters of George Santos here in Oyster Bay, and no one was happy.
This lies and the utter contempt for his constituents that has been displayed by George Santos. We are absolutely appalled, and we are infuriated. We feel hoodwinked.
I think it shows that younger generations and people being able to vote now need to do more research on those that they're putting into office.
Nobody knows who George Santos is. And what we do know gets worse by the day. So what is clear is that George Santos will be ineffectual in Washington. Nobody will believe a word out of his mouth.
Nassau County Legislator Josh Lafazan says Santos needs to be removed from office.
We will not just throw our hands up and accept the fact that George Santos, a man who's literally wanted in Brazil, a man who lied about virtually every line on his resume, we are not just going to accept that he's going to be our member of Congress. We're calling on the House Ethics Committee to investigate and to expedite that investigation.
Santos has admitted to lying about his resume and past. However, he says he has done nothing criminal. The Nassau DA, the Queens DA, and the Attorney General of New York, however, are all investigating the 34-year-old, Lafazan says.
George Santos is not a congressman. He is a fugitive. And we don't have to relitigate the number of lies that he told in order to get where he is.
In Oyster Bay, Sophia Hall, WCBS 880 News.